98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Amazing prizes.
Just three words to win.
And lots of sequins.
98 FM.
Well, good morning to you and welcome to the most glamorous game on the radio. Matchy Matchy, your chance to win unreal prizes. They've been hand-selected by robots, AI versions of us.
Yes.
And to win, all you have to do is match three words with the real versions of us, either myself or Brendan. We give you a word, you shout back the first word that comes into your head, and if your answer's matched with one of ours, you'll be getting your hands on all of these.
Amazing prizes because you deserve it.
Get speeding with this motor racing voucher.
Reveal the glam with a Dyson Airwrap.
Brie, for me, it's a delicious cheese board.
And you're going to need to push a big trolley with this €200 grocery voucher.
Ooh. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Incredible prizes, and hoping to get his hands on them this morning is Colin in Finglas. Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Good morning. Very good, thank you.
Good to hear, Colin. Who do you have with you in the car this morning?
I have my daughter, Aurora, here, and he's going to be helping me play today.
Excellent. Brilliant stuff. Colin, how do you and Aurora normally do when you're playing along?
We're hit and miss. You know, we've both won a few times. We're not sure who's won more.
Okay, okay. Have you had a think about who you'd like to play with this morning?
Yeah, who's going to play with?
Rebecca.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
Off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a matchy match. We'd love to get one in before the Christmas. See if we can do it this morning now, Colin and Aurora. Are you on the way to school at the minute, Colin?
We are, yeah. Just
excellent.
Starting off on school run.
Okay, brilliant. Let's try and win you some prizes on the way. Your first word in matchy matchy this morning is slim.
Sorry?
Slim. S-L-I-M.
Slim. We say fast.
Okay. Your second word is burn.
Burn.
Burn
me?
Yeah.
Burn turkey? Maybe Christmas?
Yeah.
Turkey.
Burn turkey. And your third word is stage.
Stage.
Yeah.
Stage show.
Stage show. Okay, after slim, you've said fat. After burn, you're saying turkey. And after stage, you're saying show. Colin and Aurora, are we locking them in?
Yeah.
Locking them in? Yeah. Here we go. Okay, they're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that this morning?
A little Santa hat in there for me.
That's adorable.
To match 98 FM Super Sniffer.
Oh, that's what a pair. Okay, let's try and get a matchy matchy. Your first word is slim.
Slim. Ooh, Slim Shady.
Your second word is burn.
Burn. This is difficult. Burn. What do you say after burn? Burn cream. I used it recently.
And your third word, oh God love you. And your third word is stage.
Stage. Stage show?
Have you got a matchy matchy with Colin and Aurora in Finglas this morning? Sorry, guys. Not this morning. You both said stage show.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
Yep. After slim, the guy said fat.
Okay.
And after burn, they said turkey.
Guys, they were hard, weren't they?
They were tricky this morning.
Slim Shady.
Slim Shady was great.
Random.
Really good.
I was going to say Slim Pickings.
I was going to say Slim Jim. You know, like a glass.
Yeah.
And I would imagine on the other two, Burn Cream and Stage Show. Colin and Aurora, not to beat this morning, but thank you for playing. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys. Have a great day. And we're about to play Neo. And we're going to play this now for Cameron Kerwin. We want to say a big happy 14th birthday for tomorrow
birthday.
From your mom, Joanne, and your dad, Johnny, and Anthony as well. Happy birthday, Cameron.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Worldwide Red with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
You have some TV news this morning.
Yeah, first up though, this is a Christmas miracle. There's going to be a mini Boyzone reunion on New Year's Eve.
No matter how they judge us, I'll live.
So, you might have heard this already.
I love
Ronan Keating is hosting this BBC special on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it's now been confirmed that Ronan will reunite with his former band members, or current, Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch
has
for a special performance.
Has he booted your man off? Who normally does it? You know your man. Jules Holland normally does it. So, like, is he not doing it this year?
Oh.
I don't know. Or is it?
I wasn't sure if this is just two separate programs.
Could be two separate bits.
I love watching Jules Holland
so
on New Year's Eve. Watched Jade do it last year.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Anyway, Shane, Keith and Ronan are going to perform at this special. Ronan's also going to be joined by former Eternal singer Louise.
Fab.
A.K.A. Louise Redknapp.
Yeah, I think
she might just be going as Louise now.
Yeah.
The way Cheryl should have always just stayed with Cheryl.
Yeah, it doesn't really, it's not like an Adele or a Cher.
Oh, I don't know, Brendan. I think so.
Louise?
Also, Callum Scott. Callum Scott's also doing this.
Louise from Accounts.
Next year, Boyzone are reuniting for a one-off stadium show in the UK.
Yeah, I know. Now, it's, I think, if you're doing one last one, should it not be in your home country? I think it's a bit rude.
I know.
To be honest.
I wonder now, will they see what the appetite is and maybe more shows will come from
this.
Next up, now that we know the full lineup, the celebrities taking part in Dancing with the Stars have been teamed up with their pro partners.
Oh, yeah.
So the show is coming back on the 4th of Jan. And for the first time ever, there's going to be two same-sex pairings.
Very good.
So Amber Wilson is going to dance with Alex Vladimirov and Brian Kennedy will be joined by newcomer James Coulter.
Fab. That's great.
Yeah. So they've all the full list of all the pros taking part. I think there's three new dancers this year. Some more TV news. Helena Bonham Carter is reportedly in talks to join the cast of this show. That would be brilliant, wouldn't
it? She's so good.
So she's in talks to star in season 4 of The White Lotus. The latest edition of Mike White's series is set in France, with scenes apparently being filmed in both Paris and the French Riviera.
Ooh la la.
Two of my favourite places. Production due to start in spring. So no one else has been linked to this show yet. So we'll have to wait and see. But
she's,
I think, casting
brilliant.
Is underway at
I
the
really
moment.
Did a 180 on her. I don't know, for years I was very unfair. Didn't like Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh,
and
really?
Now I love her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, Timothy Chalamet, he's made a list of his top 5 Brits of all time.
Random.
I think he was on the red carpet for something. A reporter come here, Timothy, tell me your top 5 Brits ever.
Okay.
So he was doing an interview this week and he revealed that he really admires Lewis Hamilton, David Beckham, Victoria Beckham, as well as Fake Mink, who was an underground rapper that recently teamed up with SD Kid. Now, you might remember me chatting about this in Worldwide Red, Brendan.
Yes,
so SD Kid is an anonymous Liverpool artist. Okay?
Oh, sorry, this is ringing a bell, yeah.
Some fans think that it's actually Timothy Chalamet moonlighting as a Liverpoolian.
And now he's quoted it himself.
Well, now he's saying that he likes a different rapper.
Right, okay.
And then the reporter was like, well, are you SD Kid?
Yeah.
And he said, no comment. There will be more on that. Or he said, all will be revealed. Yep. Anyway, he also says that this singer is his top Brit of all time.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Sorry.
I wasn't expecting that.
So Timothy Chalamet says that Susan Boyle dreamt bigger than all of us. Who wasn't moved by that performance? He says, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh,
that was the
God.
Advent of YouTube.
It really was. I think
so
good. It's my first memory of Britain's Got Talent, really.
I never really watched after that.
Susan
Diversity were really good as well.
They were
Britain's
good.
Got Talent.
Backflipping and whatnot.
So Timothy Chalamet loves Susan Boyle.
This is number one favourite Brit.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98fm.com. Brendan, who's your favourite Brit of all time?
I don't know. To put me on the spot. Joanna Lumley, that's a terrible answer.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.